Let's talk about this, sir, the key question that America has been debating for 13 years now, which is safety at what cost? I mean, address that. Is there ever a clear line to be drawn between keeping the majority of people safe and individual privacy rights?
The reason our Constitution has survived longer than any Constitution is it's adaptable, and it has to adapt to the new threats of terrorism. We have to make some changes. We can't be operating as if we're still in the 18th or 19th century. And so I don't think we have to compromise our rights. I think we have to adapt them to the new realities. We may have to keep people confined in detention, even though we can't give them all the full due process rights, if they're bragging that they're going to go back and commit acts of terrorism. Mm. We may have to control passports a little bit more than we have in the past, if people are going to go train to come back to the United States to blow up Times Square.